Hi everyone, welcome to the Bright and Quirky Child Online Summit. I'm your host and licensed marriage and family therapist, Debbie Steinberg-Kuntz. And we are now in our Insights and Ahas recap sessions. And today we are recapping day 4, which was about strategies for motivation and organization. And we are joined by the wonderful Sharon Saleen. Sharon is a licensed clinical psychologist in private practice. She's a top expert in how ADHD, learning disabilities, and mental health issues affect children, teens, and families. Dr. Saleen has worked extensively with schools on mental health issues, in the classroom, interpreting psychological evaluations, and improving teacher-parent communication. She's also got a book coming out this summer, What Your ADHD Child Wishes You Knew, which I'm so excited to read. Sharon, welcome to the recap sessions.
Thank you so much, Debbie, and it's great to be here. I loved this day. It was so interesting and was chock full of really important, useful information for parents and professionals.
I agree. So I think we should dive right in. What stood out for you?
I thought Seth, I loved his conceptualization of the dip pattern. That was just great. You're starting on school, you start positive, and then a few weeks in, then you kind of dip down. And all of a sudden, you haven't turned in your assignments, and you're falling behind. And then you swim upstream. And then there's a Hail Mary session where it's like, oh my God, you know, how am I going to actually do all of this work that I have in front of me? And you manage to finish that work, and then you have a break, maybe a winter break or a summer break. And during that time, you are flooded by amnesia of what actually happened during the course of the school year. And the school year starts, and you just repeat the whole cycle. And that was just great to conceptualize that for people and summarize it, because that's what I see all the time in my office.
What I thought was super interesting was that with the executive function and trying to avoid this dip cycle was introducing these executive function tactics, but really as parents, we can only lead the child to water. They're the ones who have to drink. But what's right. Magical about what he does is he helps them get thirsty.
Right. That was really fantastic. And one of the ways that he does that is he relies on the 3-to-1 positivity ratio, which is that you really notice your child's efforts. I actually talk about this in my book. You notice your child's efforts, and by noticing those efforts, they're more likely to try other efforts. I think the other thing that he did that he talked about, which was very important, was this idea of Franken study, you know, that you help kids create strategies that make sense to them.
What I also loved was just when he was talking about his own journey with ADHD and figuring things out for himself, he talked about an epiphany that he had that he would need to self-coach. I think Peter Shankman called it self-hacking. Ned Hollowell called it life sculpting. But there's this, for people who grow up twice exceptional and kind of learn to thrive with it, there is this aha moment where they say, if I do things one way, it's going to lead to bad outcomes. If I do things another way, it's going to lead to good outcomes. And they have this aha moment of being a agent of change in their own life.
And I believe that Rebecca talked about that you have to listen to kids and understand things from their perspective so that you can help them figure out what kinds of learners they are and what helps them learn. When Jessica talked about, that she had to learn what her brain needed in order to feed that, and that to separate that her brain and its challenges were different than who she is as a person.
And there's this paradoxical moment, I think, and she talks about this, and Peter Shankman talked about this too, that they have this moment where they stop trying to fight not feeling normal.
Yeah.
And they have
right.
this moment of acceptance of, okay, my brain is wired differently. As Jessica says, you know, for a neurotypical brain, some things might happen on automatic. And now we 2E people have to figure out how to do that on manual. And we all have unique cars to drive.
Exactly. And so, you know, that idea, actually Seth talked about it, you know, with the planners, that you have to have a planner, but you don't have to have a planner that doesn't make sense to your brain. In my book, I call this self-smart organizational systems. So what kind of system makes sense to you? And so if it makes sense to you that you need to have your clothes on a bookshelf, because then you can see them better rather than in a drawer, then put your clothes on a bookshelf.
Absolutely. And I think Peter Shankman talked about, you know, look at these societal rules that, you know, kids have to stay still in class or have to stay still in different environments. You know, if your child needs to pace while coming up with this creative writing assignment, that's fine. If he needs to stand at a desk to the side or in the back of the room, that's fine too.
When Peter said, grow your life in ways that work for you, when you can figure out what that is and you can learn to advocate for yourself, then you have a greater chance of making it happen. That's a lot easier to do when you're 16, 17, or 18 or older than when you're 5, 6, and 7. I also liked the idea of, you know, really using routines. And Jessica talked about it, and Seth talked about it, Peter, Rebecca, everybody talked about routines. And I think that those are really, you know, an essential part of creating a family life with less anger and aggravation, that there is a morning routine. There is an evening routine, and there are things that kids earn along the way for doing what's supposed to be done, because intrinsic motivation most likely isn't developed yet, and they need that extrinsic motivation to kind of keep them on task.
That's a really good point, because I think, like you said, there's sort of a developmental timeline when this self-coaching or self-hacking can start to happen, and they need scaffolding from parents in the meantime while we create the bridge to that, their own intrinsic motivation.
Right. And I think, I think it might've been Rebecca talked about that parents have to support their kids longer than they might otherwise think in that scaffolding. And so that one of the challenges is maintaining the scaffolding long enough so that the skill is internalized, but not too long so that you're doing, you know, that the kid doesn't get to grow into the next task.
Absolutely. And I think also what was so huge about day 4, and I don't know if we really even explicitly talked about it, but the fact of what these speakers have achieved in their own lives makes it so clear that they are not failed versions of normal. I mean, Peter has sold 3 amazingly successful companies. Jessica is a YouTube sensation. Seth's practice is full and overflowing. I'm sure Rebecca's doing really well. You know, they are testaments to their own process.
It's amazing how much these people have accomplished in their own lives.
Yes, it is truly amazing. And then when you have a differently wired brain, it can be such an asset when you learn how to harness it. It really is fantastic. I think it provides such a message of hope and positivity, and it's a hard journey. It's not easy parenting. It's not easy being a child with ADHD or executive function lagging skills, but there is a secret sauce here, and it is a life's work. And so I encourage all parents to go back to the talks, check them out. There's lots of really good juicy tidbits here. And Sharon, I'm so thrilled that you were able to join us. If people want to find out more about your work, what do they do?
Thank you so much for having me, of course, Debbie. It's always great to talk to you. So you can find out more about my work on my website, drsharonsaleem.com, drsharonsaleem.com. I also have a pretty active Facebook page where I do weekly tips on Tuesdays about a variety of subjects, ADHD related, life, mental health issues. And I am a columnist for Attitude Magazine for their Dear Teen Parent Coach series, which is great. So I'd love it if you would check me out. And thanks to Debbie and this wonderful summit that brought so much information and help to so many people.
Well, thanks for helping it make it great, Sharon. I really appreciate it.